B'ezrat Hashem is going to begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Beis Mikdash and laws of coming to the Beis Mikdash in the Sefer Avodah, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the prohibition of coming into the holy areas in the state of Tumah. And this Perek we discuss regarding the obligation to send away the Tmeim from the holy areas. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh, the positive commandment, the Shalach Kol HaTmeim in the Mikdash, to send away all those who are Tumei from the Beis Mikdash. And like it says the positive in Midbar, the Yishalchu in the Machin, they should send away from the camp, Kol Tzeru, anyone has Tzeras, B'chol Zav, anyone has a certain flow from the general area of Ziva, B'chol Tumei Lenefesh, anyone who is Tumei from a dead person. Which in Halacha Beis, the Rambam explains that it depends on the level of the Tumah regarding how far we have to send the person. Zeh machna omer kan. This camp that it says over here, what does it mean? Beishalchu min hamachna? Hu machna shchina. It's the divine camp, which is where shumi pesach ezras yisrael levlufnim, from the opening of the entrance of the Israeli courtyard, which is what we call the general terminology of the Hazara, and within in the inner perimeter of the Beis Hamikdash. Now shemei ani. So it sounds like to me from the pasuk we just quoted, shamitzayra v'hazaba tmei meis shloshim makamecha. All three are in the same place where you send them out from the machna, which is only from Machna Shchina. Tamalem, but that's what teaches specifically by the Mitzayra, Pesach Meyikra. Bodud Yeshiv Mechutz La Machna Meishavai. Alone he will sit, out of the camp will be his resting. Which Machna is he out of? Ze Machna Yisrael. He's going to be out of the furthest camp, Machna Yisrael. Shumi Pesach Yishlaim Lefanim, which that starts from the entry of Yishlaim and within, because it's saying he's by himself, which is out of everywhere. Now, Ma Mitzayra, so if we find by the Mitzayra Shetumah Sechamur, which he has a very severe type of Tumah, Chamash Shiluch, Mishluch HaBeri, and we see, therefore, that his being sent away is more stringent than the other Tumahs. So, Av Kol Shetumah Sechamur, so to any Tumah that's stringent, Chamash Shiluch, Mishluch HaBeri, so its sending away is more stringent than the sending away of the other one. Lefikir, therefore, Mishachan is a Mitzayra Chutz L'Shalosh Machna. So, you send the Mitzayra out of all three camps, Shuchutz L'Shalosh, which is out of Yishalayim. Neshu Metamed Babia. Where do we find that his tumah is stringent? Because when he enters into a room, everything automatically becomes tumah. Masha'in Azab Metamed, whereas the Zab does not make such a halach of tumah by just entering into area. Now, halacha Gimel, now, Umishalchen Zav and Venod Vizavais, now, we do send away the Zav and the Zava, which is the male and the female, Nidais, the menstruating woman, the Yoldis, woman gave birth, Chutz L'Shnei Machnas, out of two camps, Shem Chutz L'Habayis, which is beyond the Temple Mount, which is out of Machna Leviya, because it has a stringency where it contaminates by what they sit on and what they lay on. Even what's beneath a stone, where Tumas Mes does not make the halacha of Tuma by Mishka V'Moshek. And therefore, the halacha Dalet, Tume Meis, that, and these are the three levels of the pasuk we said in halacha of Tzeruah, Zav, and Tamil Nefesh. Yeah, these three are actually each one out of an additional machna, which Tume Meis, someone's Tumme from a dead person. And actually, I feel like even the corpse itself, mutali kanz labayis, you're allowed to bring it into the machna leviyah, which is the Temple Mount. Shem like it says the pasuk in Shemayis, v'ikach Moshe atzmes Yisav imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yisav with him, which is imoy b'machna leviyah, with him in his camp, which was the Levi camp, which Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi. And therefore, you see that it's those three levels that is tzeru out of all three, zav out of two, and tamla nefesh out of one. Now halacha hey, more refined divisions are hechel. The area of the Chel, which is the area right within the area of the Temple Mount, Meshavim and the Goyim, they send out Gentiles from that area, Utimei Meis, also someone who's coming from a dead person, Uboile Nidus, and those who cohabited with the Nida, and these are all rabbinically, as Rambam is going to explain, because biblically these are even permitted in the Ezras Nashim, whereas it's up until, like we said, to the Ezras Yisrael. Now, Avol Tful Yoyim Nichnas Hashem, but someone who immersed himself at least, he could go into it, but Dishak Kfar Tavuk has already immersed himself, although he's not totally taught. Halacha Vav, now we're going a little bit further in, as is Anashim, the women's courtyard, Meshachem into Tavulim. There we send away someone, even if he immersed himself that day, Avalim Mechusik Kippurim, but not someone who's lacking atonement, where Shemachusik Kippurim have Shemesha, because someone's lacking atonement, he already tabled, already had sundown, he's just lacking atonement, he didn't bring his carbon, which he has to bring on the following day. Now, but as Ram explains, as we mentioned, this do we say that Tavulim is forbidden in the Machna Leviyah, in the Harabayis. That is from rabbinic law, because, like I said, biblically, he's allowed to go in. Halacha Zayin, now, Me'ezras Yisrael, from the Yisrael courtyard, which is from where here the Azara and hence the Machna Shechina begins, for the Fnimen, whatever's within that area, Afele Mechusik Kippurim Le'Karnas L'Sham, even if he's lacking atonement, he's not allowed to enter over there. Shadayin Le'Tar, Tar Gemu, because he has not yet had a full-fledged purification. Shemek says, the passing in the Yikra, it says, V'chipro la'a koin v'tohera. The coin will atone on her, and she'll become purified. So Machlav, the inference is Shadayin Lagomer Tarasa, that like a woman, like a Yeled, is a woman who gave birth, although she's purified, but until she brings her atonement for this Tumah that she had, it's not considered as a bona fide Tahara, and therefore even Mechuzik Brum cannot enter the Machne Shechina. Halacha Chas Ram continues regarding the punishment for these individuals that are not being sent out. So Hatameh HaMeshuluch Mehara Bayis. So a Tameh person has to be sent out from the Temple Mount. Im nichnes, if the person does enter, he's violating negative prohibition, like it says in the Pasuk in Devarim. V'yotzeh mechutz l'machne, he has to go out from within the camp. This refers to the divine camp. And when it says, v'liyevo teich ha-machne, should not come into the machne, that refers to machne viyah. And v'chim mitzah sh'nechaz l'Yerushalayim, which is the most severe, that he has to be sent out even the machne Yisrael. If he enters into Yerushalayim, the mitzah, like, he gets lashes. But if he enters into all the any of the other cities that were walled cities, although he's not allowed to, but says he has to be dwelling by himself, which obviously means not in a city, still he doesn't get lashes for entering into the walled cities. If a Mitzari enters into the Temple Mount, he gets 80 lashes. He gets 40 for coming to Yerushalayim, he gets 40 for coming into the Harabais. But regarding someone who's tummy from a dead person, or someone who immersed himself that day, if it goes into the women's courtyard, or someone's like a tummy that goes into Ezra's Yisrael, although he doesn't get lashes, those individuals would have rabbinic lashes. Now, just like sending a tummy person out of the base of Mikdash has a positive commandment, so if they do enter, even Malaysia say they violate negative prohibition, like it says in the Pasuk, it says in Bamidbar, they should not defile their camps. This refers to the divine presence. In other words, someone who is supposed to be sent out from Machne Shechina goes into Machne Shechina, they each have their psukim, which say that there's a negative prohibition. How do we know that he doesn't violate unless he enters? But let's say he touches the courtyard from behind, that pot is going to be exempt because he didn't enter. It says by the woman who gave birth, it says that she shouldn't come into the Beis HaMikdash, which see, it's only when you come in, not when you touch it. Now, let's say someone whose tummy did enter the Beis HaMikdash deliberately. So, Anish Karis gets the punishment of Karis, dying young. Shnemlik says in the Pasuk, if he doesn't wash his clothing, and he doesn't wash his flesh, but Nasabani is going to carry his sin. Now, Beshag, if he does it by mistake, maybe carbon oil of yard, he brings a carbon oil of yard, which goes according to his financial ability, how expensive the carbon is going to be. It's not like it says in the Pasuk, a nefesh ha-shatiga b'chol dover tameh, or a person is going to touch anything that's tameh, in there in the context of where it talks about the carbonus of carbon oil of yard, which, for coming tameh and going into the base of Mikdash. Now, v'ein chayiv in karas ha-carbon. Now, the halachas we just said, to be liable for karas ha-carbon, whether it's b'mezer or b'shagi, is ilm ezes Yisrael v'lefnim, is only from the Yisrael quarter, from the Machta Shechina and within. Or on the additions of the Azar that was made with a bona fide sanctification. Commissioner like explained this in Perek Vav Hilchas Beis Bechel Luchid Beis, how what has to be done to actually make it a bona fide extension of the Azar. Now, Halacha Gimel, Yud Gimel, the Rambam qualifies this Halacha of what is considered a tummy person that has this Halacha of Karas. So, Beizehu HaTame Shechayv Karas Al Mikdash. Who's considered a tummy person that we said is Chayv Karas for going into the Beis Mikdash? It's called Shenitma Betuma Min HaMes. It's specifically if someone came to me from a dead person, Shanozim Migalechalea, that if a Nazir would have that Tumma, which is specifically regarding Tumas HaMes, he would have to go ahead and cut off his hair and start all over. Where Shekvar Nisbash Ben Zeris, we already explained the qualification of those in the Halachas of Nazirs and Perigzan Halacha Aleph Tabav. Or if he touches a person or vessel, Shenitma Ba'isna Tumas, that those things became Tumma from those Tumas, Shanozim Migalechalea, which another would have to cut his hair for them. So, secondary, like Sherehu Shein Lurishan Shanagamayas, where he's a second degree from a first degree, which touched a dead person. Or a third case, the Shenitma B'Sha'avah Satumash Altar, or became Tumma from some of the other primary categories of Tumma that are biblical. She's Porsche Mukamu, where they're all explained in their place in the Halachas of Avas HaTumah. As Rama says, Halacha Yudal Klalish, the rule of this is that Kolatoin Bis Maimon HaTorah, whatever has to be titled biblically, Chayv Karas Al Bis HaMikdash, that if the person has an obligation of Tefillah, then there's a punishment of Karas for coming to the Bis HaMikdash. Mefil Achash HaTavol, and even the person already immersed, Ashriyav Shimsha, until there's sundown. But if let's say someone came to me from a dead person, and regarding a tumah that the nazir would not have to cut his hair and start all over, although he would be tumah for 7 days, as the halacha is when you come in contact with a dead person, he'd be exempt from coming into the Beis HaMikdash. So if someone touches vessels, Shenaga ba'odin, that touched a person. Shenaga ba'meis, that touched a dead person, which this second touching is, he becomes a shlishi to a first degree that touched a dead person, not going to be chayiv. Or let's say shenaga ba'odim, shenaga ba'keilu, hanaga ba'meis. Let's say he's touching a person that is now touching vessels that touched a dead person. Ava bishu tami rishon lein truma, though regarding the laws of truma, we consider him as a rishon, a first degree. Ulutami b'sak kachim, and regarding contaminating the meat of kachim, he's a potter, albeit as a mikdash, he's going to be exempt from coming to the mikdash. Shetvar meilu halacha mepeakabala, because these things are halacha, that's from tradition, where it wasn't explicitly mentioned in the Torah, only becomes tami from a dead person, which is an av, or a shein that touches a rishon. And therefore, these rest that he's going to be potter. But av bishu potter, although he's exempt, these cases, makanus and makas matas, we give him rabbinic lashes. Halacha design. Hamachnas sheretz v'kiyotze b'ibam. Let's say someone brings in a sheretz, a dead vermin that has tumah, or things like that, like one of the other avos hatumah, by mikdash into the beis hamikdash. Or he shechnas adam tumah mikdash, or he brings in a tummy person into the beis hamikdash. It's a chayv kars. That also is chayv kars. Sheretim mikdash Hashem, because he has defiled the temple of Hashem. Aval azari kelim tumim lemikdash. But if someone throws in tummy vessels into the beis hamikdash, afilo hoyikim shenagum es, even if it's vessels that touch a dead person, Potter like Christ is going to be exempt from Kars of Chayim Malkus, but he will be liable for lashes. Namak says in the pasuk, "Vim lo yichabes v'goyim." If he's not going to wash, etc., which are the vessels, mipeashmu lamdu, from tradition they learned, al rechitzes gufay, which the pasuk there continues, etc., which he doesn't wash his flesh. For that, he's going to have an anush of Kars, a punishment of Kars. But v'kibes b'gadu, regarding washing the garments, which is these things that we said, if he throws in a keli that's tummy, that look rabam, that he's only going to get 40 lashes, he's not going to get a punishment of karas over there. Halach Yedzayin, now says Ram Yeroli, it appears to me, Shein Aloika El Al Begadim Shein Avatumah. So this is what we said, but you get lashes, although there's no karas. Says Ram, it's specifically regarding garments which are a avatumah. Kagain, for example, Begadim Shein Nogbem Zahatumah Lemes. Let's say that we have garments that touch this person that's a tummy from a dead person, Shein Avatumah, which they're a primary category of tumah, Kamesh Bar, like we explained in Parakeh from Miltas Tumah's Mess. Of a beggar to a rishon, but a garment that's only a rishon l'tumah. If mechnis l'mikdash, you bring into the base of mikdash, ain't no like love, you don't even get biblical lashes. Of a makanus and makas matzah, but you do get rabbinic lashes. Halacha yitches. V'chein tami sheikhnas yad l'mikdash. Shotip a tami person only puts his hands into the base of mikdash. Makanus and makas matzah, we give him rabbinic lashes. For that, we consider it be b'mikdash ma'biyah, at least regarding rabbinic lashes, which is even a partial entryway is problematic. And v'chein kol tami. So let's say someone has any primary category of the primary categories of a tumah from rabbinic law. If someone eats tummy foods, or he drinks tummy liquids, which have rabbinic tumah, and he deliberately comes to the base of mikdash before he tumble, again, we give him in those cases rabbinic lashes. Now, look, Tezram discusses a case of exemption. If someone goes into the base of mikdash as a tummy person through the roofs, part is exempt. Kashnemet says in the pasuk v'la mikdash leisavei. Once you not enter into the mikdash, derech biyachiv etaritar only makes you liable in the normal way of entry. Now, but avdei shapat makaris, although he's exempt from karis, makaris and makaris matzah, we give him rabbinic lashes. Lafol nichnas b'migdal b'derech v'aben. It's even if he enters in a flying tower in the air, beinchen nichnas b'migdash b'migdal derech kages, or whether he entered in the mikdash through this tower or through the roofs, beinchen nichnas b'derech pesachim, whether he came in through the entryways, the halach is going to be that rabbinically, even if it's not entering the normal way, we're going to give him rabbinic lashes. Now, Allah Chachav, the Rambam continues regarding obligations to take out from the Mikdash. So, Kamakim, any place, meaning we're referring to the entire Azara, Shechayav Mazdein the Karz Vashigigasa Karbon, that one would be liable if he does deliberately Karz, and if he does by mistake Karbon. So, if you brought it in, so Imnitzah Shab Tumim B'Shabbos, if you find that Tameh thing in the Azara on Shabbos, what do? Mitzinaisa, you take it out. Now, Ashramah comes, all the other places, like the chambers, which are not the primary Azara itself, even love kli adach Shabbos, you turn the vessel over it until after Shabbos, and then you take it out. Now, when they do take out the tamei item, emetzin isael b'pshutikli, it's you only take it out with a flat wooden vessel, she'im a kabbatum, which does not contract tumah. Shle l'rabbis says tumah that we should not increase tumah in the base of mikdash itself. Halacha chavalef. Now, echad tamei shenichnas l'mikdash tar. Now, whether a tamei person enters into the base of mikdash when the base of mikdash is tar, or the other way around, tar shenichnas l'mikdash is by tumah, or a tar person that goes into the base of mikdash when there's tumah over there. Kukain, for example, show you mace tachas oil by mikdash. Let's say there was a dead person under a canopy in the base of mikdash. The nechnas with tachas oil, and he enters beneath the oil in the base of mikdash. There's a chayiv karas. Either one of these cases can be chayiv karas. Sharbi aser b'tumah boin ke'achas, because his entering and the tumah happens at the same time, and again he's creating tumah in the base of mikdash. Let's say nechnas l'mikdash. Let's say he goes into the base of mikdash. The nitmas sham achas nechnas, but he becomes tumah only after he entered. Then the filatimi aser b'tumah mezer. Then even if he did it deliberately, then he made himself tumah. Yemaher biyibol biyetsa b'derek tzar. He should quickly, very confounded, get out of there in the shortest possible way. Because as long as he doesn't delay, he will be exempt from a carbon and from malchus. Now, as Rambam explains, halacha chabez v'asalei lishes. Now, he's not allowed to delay, or lishtakabes, or to bow down, or to leave in a long way. You'll be exempt if it didn't happen the moment that you entered, it happened afterwards, but you have to leave in the most immediate way. Now, v'mishal, let's say you delayed, or you took a long way out, even if you didn't delay, or he turned his face just around towards the sanctuary and he bowed down, even though he didn't delay, Chayav Kar is going to be liable for Karas. The Mo'ishag did it by mistake, maybe Karman would have to bring a Karman. Now, Alach Chav Gimel, Lohechz upon him. Let's say he didn't even turn his face around. Rather, he bowed down as he was leaving towards the outside. There in the Chayav is not going to be Chayav. Kasher, that would only be if he delayed the amount of considered a delay. Now, B'kamashir Shiyase, how much is the measurement of delaying? It's because Likr is the amount to read the following verse. The Yichra Paim Orta Al Ritzpa, that they kneeled on their face on the ground, on the floor, and they bow down, and they give thanks to Hashem because He's good, because forever is His kindness. And that's the measurement of the bowing down, which again, that's the amount of the delay that he'd be liable. Now, Lach of Dawud qualifies, what's considered a long way out? If there would be a shorter path to leave the Beis HaMikdash, and you didn't take it, the other path is called the long path, which you'd be liable for. Now, Yatz Bagtzara, let's say you left in the short path. Even if he didn't run, he went the heel by the toe, heel toe, literally a foot in front of the other foot. I feel like maybe he took it the whole day, but he's going the short route and he didn't stop. Pat is going to be exempt. Now, in contrast, Yatz Baruka, let's say he took the long way out. Even though he ran and he pushed himself with all his strength. And it turns out that the amount of time it took him to go the long way is less than the amount it takes for a regular person to go out the short way. But since he took the long way out, he's going to be liable. Now, let's say he took the short way out. He went a little bit. And he stopped and he waited a little bit. Until if you would combine all his delays, it would be the amount of what we said in the previous halacha of the amount of bowing down. Then if he did it b'mezid, if he did it deliberately, like he's not going to get lashes. But if he did it by mistake, ain't maybe carbon, not going to make a carbon. And the reason is because it's doubtful if we combine them or not. So we're not going to be able to be stringent to give a punishment. But we would give him rabbinic lashes in that case.